At DSW, we ask the important questions, like, what shoes are you going to wear? Whether you're prepping for wedding season, festival season, or just planning the ultimate vacay, the right shoes can make or break an RSVP. So own the moment. You've got big plans, and we've got just the shoes. At the perfect price, of course. Get ready to get ready with Designer Shoe Warehouse. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today, and let us surprise you.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Life can feel overwhelming, but you don't have to go through it alone. On my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, I share openly and vulnerably about everything life brings us and what we can learn by living with our hearts a little bit more open. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on self-care, motherhood, healing, and more. You are enough, just the way you are. And this podcast is a reminder of that. Follow and listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
We will get into the NBA Finals and how the Spurs blew a big opportunity last night. It's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Chris Turtle Thomas is in for Mike today. Dede is behind the glass and doing all the things as Big O is off. And we were talking about the Braves who continue to win. Dubon hit the go-ahead three-run home run in the third inning last night. He got help. Olsen hits, you know, he had three hits. Ozzy had a three-run homer in the seventh. But as we were talking about this, and Chris said, look, I want to see Alex Anthopoulos go out and do a couple of things, and he thinks there's a lot of pressure on him to do them this year. And you brought up Dubon, and you said he's a utility guy. He's not, you know, a starting shortstop in the World Series. Here's what Dubon said, by the way, last night, and I think this is very important. It's simplistic, but it's very important.
But Dubon gives it a ride out to right center. Marshall going back.
It's fun, man. Everybody from the staff to, you know, to my teammates. It's been really fun, you know, just coming here and you don't know what you're gonna expect, you know. Like, you know, you got Ronald doing his thing, you got Olsen doing his thing, you got Dom doing his thing, you got a lot of different guys doing their thing, and by the same time we're one whole group, and it's been pretty fun just watching, you know, everybody growing up as a family. I think that's been the biggest one for us.
Chris, did you hear? It's fun.
I didn't say Dubon shouldn't be part of the team, Carl. I just said come. He's been invaluable. But part of what makes him invaluable, Carl, is his versatility.
Yes, he can do a lot of things.
And you're telling me there's a spot, seventh inning, Dom Smith is running the bases, you're down by one, you put Dubon in, and then he could go play anywhere on the field.
Right, right. And look, I think that's the plan. This is what gets back to us being completely healthy. But Dubon's point there is, I'm watching everybody do their thing. I'm doing my thing when I get the opportunity. It's fun. See, I think the reason why we've been so successful, and there are a couple of them. One is Walt Weiss. The other is these kinds of players that Alex went out and got. The Dubons of the world, the Yazes of the world. All these guys are contributing at some point. But the main thing is, guys aren't stressing. Like, that's the part about this. Even Riley, I know he's struggling, but we're not even talking about it because you trust that Austin Riley at some point, is going to click. Like, it's going to happen. And then we'll be like, oh, remember he started off the season. He wasn't that hot. I just feel like that's what's going to happen. In the meantime, everybody's having fun. We're enjoying it, man. We're vibing. And I'm only saying that to say, Chris, like, that is why I think, yes, this team should be playing in October. I'm not telling you we're not going to go on a losing streak or that we're not going to have a bad week or two. The season's too long. I covered baseball for over a decade. It happens. But it doesn't take away from what you are. Right now, are you willing to say that we're a contender? You said it, 22 games over 500. I'm willing to tell you we are. We're not going to lose 20 in a row.
No, they're the best team in baseball, Carl. But you can be the best team in baseball by a wide margin if you improve in a couple of areas. And that's my point. Listen, here's the other thing, too. Can we be honest?
Yeah.
Schwellenbach's coming back, right?
Yes, he is.
Do we know how he's going to pitch?
We do not.
Waldrop's coming back, right?
Hopefully, yes.
Do we know how he's going to pitch?
Have no idea.
Smith-Shawver might be coming back early.
That is correct.
Do we know how he's going to pitch?
Fingers are crossed.
Okay. Bullpen getting – we have the best and it's not close. 7, 8, and 9 in baseball.
Hands down.
With Lee, Suarez, and Iglesias.
Hands down.
On a night where a starter doesn't have length, who's getting to those guys? We released Aaron Bummer. Tyler Kinley, even in...
Didier Fuentes! Fuentes!
Again, Carl.
What?
October.
Oh.
Okay?
You're not talking about now.
That's where my brain is okay. Right now. All right. I'm thinking about October.
All right.
So 21-year-old Didier Fuentes is getting up in the World Series, bases loaded.
It's possible.
In the fifth inning.
Why are you putting him in an impossible situation? It's possible. He's working towards this.
Do you realize?
You want all the riches right now.
Do you realize, okay, what did the Dodgers do? Went out and got all the riches. What did the Mets do? Even though they stink, went out and
terrible.
Got all the riches.
They're terrible.
What did Philly do? Went out and got all the riches.
Not in a half.
Toronto,
pack.
What did they do?
We just beat them.
Carl, there's a stat I often quote on the night show because it goes to show you where the Braves are, but more importantly, C-Dukes, where they could be.
What do you mean Braves, they're in first place?
Braves are a top 8 team in payroll, okay?
Tell me you're not going to go here.
Do you know what the gap is to get to the top 5?
Is it $40 million?
50.
Okay.
So the Braves are spending 50 less million dollars a season than the 5th place team in baseball, which is the Toronto Blue Jays.
And they're underachieving.
And you're telling me we can't go out at this trade deadline and tack on $15, $20 million in salary?
I think they can do that. I am not optimistic that AA or even the entire organization, the decision makers, would want to tack on 40 or 50. Like, and I say that because if you're talking about going to get a big-time starting pitcher, and if Kim is not hitting and you want to address that, and you want to go get a legitimate left fielder, which you're going to trade for, you could easily tack on $40 million, depending on the players you're going to go after. I don't think they want to do that. But the 15, 20, you know what that is? You're taking Profar salary, right? That's what you're doing.
Yeah, they have a $17 million Correct. Marker that's just sitting there.
So you could definitely do that. But I also think this is also about, as we talk about the Braves guys, it's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, that we're not overachieving. This is the way this team was constructed. Can we just give credit where credit's due? Alex did a better job of putting this team together than the Phillies did, despite the fact that they spent more money, yep. than the Mets did, despite the fact that they spent more money.
Yep.
This is what we're talking about.
Then this year, even the Dodgers are hurt, Carl.
They're not.
They put together a flawed roster, not because of talent, but because of injury.
That's right. And so what are they trying to do? They're trying to Band-Aid that by just simply going out and signing the next highest guy. They are not thinking about this the way that our Braves are. All right, let me grab Tony in Decatur where it's greater. Tony, thanks for listening, man. What do you think about this conversation? And did he go? He left? All right, Tony, sorry about that. Because he wanted to get in on this, and he called in. You can at 404-726-0929. Because, look, I'm all about October as well. But I also think until we see this roster in its with everybody back, I don't know if we need to address all these things yet. You bring up a great point. What if all three of those guys come back and they can help us? You have just acquired three free agent arms, in essence, that you didn't think you would get. What if Kim starts to hit and comes around and becomes that guy, and then Dubon can play his role? You know, these are the Drake's going to come back. So once those things happen, I think, Turtle, then I can look at this team and go, all right, yeah, absolutely, you're right. I got to go get this, and maybe that.
Another question.
Is this about October?
Yeah. You want Sandy Leon as your backup catcher in October? I don't think Murph's coming back. They just transferred him to the 60-day IL.
I saw that. Yeah, and look, it's unfortunate. Murph's deal here when he got here was he was a really good defensive catcher, and unfortunately injuries have just been in the way. So, yeah, that's a great question. Now, that's something because, look, you cannot go into these playoffs and have question marks behind the dish. You just can't. So, and
he calls a great game, but he's a zero at the plate.
He is.
That's an automatic out.
So, and Drake is still becoming that defensive catcher that you want him to be. So he's still not quite there, but his bat is undeniable. So it's going to be interesting, guys. We talk about the Braves. They finish up the series with Chris Sale tonight. What was it you said you were, or some things to ponder?
Yeah, we have a file on the night show.
Yeah.
It's an old school filing cabinet with a manila folder that opens up.
Okay.
And we put a piece of paper in there. And it's things to ponder.
You might as well pin things to the wall like you're following clues
here. It's like that scene from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia with Charlie Day, and he's got the map and he's got the cigarette hanging out of his mouth.
That's right.
That's what Oren and I are doing. We're trying to map out the path to the World Series for the Braves. And right now, they are absolutely a World Series contender. But again, they can make themselves an overwhelming favorite if they tweak a couple of little things.
Grant has called in. Grant, thanks for listening to Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. What are your thoughts, Grant?
Well, I was listening. You're talking about, everybody thinks that the Braves need a left fielder and a shortstop and a pitcher. But we've also got Mauricio Dubon, who is an outstanding talent. If you go get a left fielder, a shortstop,
trade,
he ain't going to play.
Yeah. Well, or he may have to be involved in a potential move.
That's not. He's going to play a lot. He's going to be doing, Grant, what the Braves signed him to do initially, which is be your super utility guy. He's going to play 4 or 5 days a week still. It's going to be a chess piece right now, which is what he's supposed to be, instead of he's stuck switching off between starting at shortstop and left field every other night.
You heard Grant. He wants to see more Dubon. Dubon is producing. You heard Grant.
I didn't realize Mauricio Dubon was Honus Wagner all of a sudden, Carl.
Three-run homer. He broke the game open last night.
But can we relax a little bit?
You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about. Like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW, let us surprise you.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
How We Made Your Mother is a rewatch podcast that looks back episode by episode at the hit TV show How I Met Your Mother. It's hosted by me, Josh Radner, along with series co-creator Craig Thomas.
In seasons 1 and 2, we were joined by Neil Patrick Harris, Kobe Smulders, Bryan Cranston, Ashley Williams, Wayne Brady, Jenna Fischer and Angela Kinsey, Joe Manganiello, and my brilliant co-creator Carter Bays. And now we are diving into season 3.
So whether it's your 50th rewatch or your first time through, follow How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Mauricio Dubon? My goodness.
He's doing great. Let it ride.
I didn't realize we had 1994 Alex Rodriguez in the lineup playing shortstop. Cal Ripken over here. My goodness.
Grant, man, thanks for calling us. Look, I think you see where this goes, and then you adjust accordingly. More on the Braves coming up. When we come back, though, it's on the coach. And I'll tell you why next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Jenna Fischer.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.